Fine Gael Senator Neil Richmond is joining us this morning. You stay here, John, for this if you like. Neil, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your interpretation of this? Michel Barnier saying today that this key paragraph 49, it applies only to the island of Ireland. So what is that paragraph? Well, this is the part which talks about that the UK commits to maintaining full regulatory alignment with EU rules that support the Good Friday Agreement. Is it your interpretation that Northern Ireland would therefore need to, in this option three, would need to align to those EU rules and the rest of the UK would not?
No, I'll read out the exact line, Stephen. In the absence of agreed solutions, the United Kingdom will maintain full alignment with those rules of the internal market and the customs union, which, now or in the future, support North-South cooperation, the all-island economy and the protection of the 1998 agreement, which is obviously referring to the Good Friday Agreement. That says quite specifically the United Kingdom. And it says the United Kingdom's, in the previous line, the United Kingdom's intention is to achieve these objectives through the overall EU-UK relationship, which is something that's been stressed all along for many a month now, that would allow this to go through. It's not.
So how come the EU's chief negotiator is saying something different?
Well, the EU chief negotiator said that this is the key to unlocking the problem that we have on the island of Ireland.
The EU's chief negotiator has just said an hour ago that this applies only to the island of Ireland and not to the whole of the UK.
Well, it's a specific, you can read the text as it says it, Stephen, but this is the key to unlocking the potential within the island of Ireland. And this allows us to move forward onto phase two of the negotiations, knowing that that's protected, knowing that everything in relation to the common travel area, the Good Friday Agreement, citizens' rights can go forward. This is what has been achieved today since Monday is a massive step forward for everyone on the island. It's reassuring people in the unionist community, as well as giving the assurance to those in Dublin and across the island.
But that's my point,
that
Neil.
We will move forward to
but
the
Neil, hold on a second. That is my point. How does it assure people in the unionist community if the chief negotiator for the EU is essentially saying here there might be one rule for Northern Ireland and different rules for the rest of the UK in terms of realignment? And by the way, he said this after the deal has been agreed.
Sorry, you just said the last time I'm going to say the bell.
After the deal has been agreed. How does this give assurance to unionists in Northern Ireland if the chief negotiator for the EU is saying this does not apply to the UK as a whole?
The text of itself is quite clear. It's a product of quite a number of days' work. What we're looking to at this stage, this is not the final agreement, as was stressed by your previous contributor, and I stressed on the last time I appeared on your show. This allows us the significant progress to move on to phase two, which is the negotiating talks, which will allow the further picture to be developed before we come to getting this final agreement in March 2019.
Or is it ambiguous enough to have got things across the line, and then as soon as things were across the line, out comes the chief negotiator for the EU to say this does not apply to the whole of the UK? And I said again, you're saying the text is clear. I think we can say quite safely that Michel Barnier should be able to interpret the text, and he is interpreting the text as it does not apply to the whole of the UK.